to item 7, A13 widening update report circulated. You've seen that report to provide an update on the A13 widening project and in the first instance, Rhiannon.
Yeah, an update on this project. You might remember that it's been increasing costs and some delivery issues around this project. So to date, the board, this board's awarded £66.058 million for the delivery of the project. A further £8.9 million was supported by the student board, and that's due to come back to this board to confirm the project builder demonstrates high value for money, and there is a full funding package in place to progress the delivery of the project. So that is expected to come back to the board, and we're in the process of working with Borough Council just to confirm the business case and the economic case around that. Just a note as well, in the comments in the report, it mentions about £20.7 million being due to be transferred to the project. There's actually £15.76 million that are still waiting to transfer to Borough Council in relation to the project. I'll hand over to Anna, if that's okay, just give an update on the progress on the project. Yeah.
Okay, so I think the last time I was here was October, where I described a change in resource and a change in management responsibility for the project in Thurrock that had prompted a wholesale review. That work has been ongoing. We have undertaken a number of mitigation measures on the project. We have bolstered the resources and we've done a full review based on a programme and working through the review on costs. It's important to note that three significant issues arose on this scheme that would have arisen anyway, out with the control of the project and out with the control of the council. And those three issues relate to the design of the structures, the design of the drainage, and also the utilities diversionary work. I think it's important to note that one of the key lessons learned for Thurrock from this process is it's easier to build a whole new asset than it is to adapt an asset. And when you're adapting an asset, often the as-built drawings differ to what's in the ground. And so when we were developing the design of the scheme, we were using information on record as to what was the situation in the ground. And then when we commenced construction of the works, actually what we uncovered and what we identified was very different. And so those three factors have contributed significantly to the impact on cost and the impact on the programme. As I mentioned, we've put a whole load of mitigation measures in place, a new team. We have done a risk review. We've done a Monte Carlo exercise of risk to identify a quantum of risk that the project is carrying going forward, and that's feeding into the review in terms of the forecast as an outturn for the project. We've uncovered, we've unblocked a significant number of issues now. So we have completed the design work on the deep drainage, which was one of the risk factors that we were carrying. We have completed the design on the structures. Once we had uncovered the foundations of the Orsett-Cock Junction in particular, we identified significant issues that meant the whole structure needed to be redesigned rather than adapted. I'm sure you can imagine that contributed significantly to the redesign work and impacting on programme. And a lot of the utilities diversion works have largely been completed. There's some around the two BP petrol stations along the road on the north and south, or east and west bound carriageways, that we're still trying to unblock, but we're largely there now in terms of all of that work. It means that once now we get through the upcoming poor weather that we're going to be experiencing this weekend, hopefully we get into a drier spell, and we are very hopeful that we can make up some time on programme because we'll be able to recommence the earthworks that we had to stop in November. And again, that had an impact on programme, but the decision was made to halt those earthworks because we had lots of gangs standing on the ground, unable to do the work because of the poor weather. And obviously, the more you have people standing on the ground waiting to do work, the more the cost racks up. So it made sense to rejig the construction programme and move that around so that we could bring forward the work that we could do while the weather was poor and park the work that we needed good weather for until March time. So that's largely where we are in terms of progress. I'm confident that we've got the right skills and resource involved on the project. I think the project is in a much stronger position than it was when I came to see you all last October. A significant amount of work has been undertaken by the team in what amounts to a very short space of time, and I think we're already seeing the rewards of that hard work and effort in the progress that's being made.
Thanks, Rob Clifford, Thurrock. I'm going to echo especially the last statement made by Anna, where we are now versus where we were before Anna pretty much sold on this project. He's in a much, much stronger position. It does feel a little bit weird coming to a certain board and not asking for money. Indeed, say no, please don't give us anything at the moment. Because we're not at a position where everyone is comfortable, we know the exact figure. So what it's going to cost, as Anna said, you know, we've got poor weather at the moment. I'm not going to blame it on the wrong sort of rain or anything else like that, but it's, if you had the pleasure of driving along it, you'll see an awful lot of exposed earth and an awful lot of water. And as Anna's alluded to, the amount of drainage that's had to take place, which is over and above what was anywhere near expected, is significant. A complete rebuild pretty much of the Alsitcock interchange. Versus what we believe to be done, plus the moving of quite significant utilities, not just the regular ones that you would think of. I'm still somewhat shocked that, you know, in this day and age we're starting to rejig a road only to find that utilities are nowhere near where they said they would be, nowhere near as deep as they're led to believe they would be, and everything's had to pretty much start again. I mean, I'm not going to say that whoever signed off the whole of that project last time needs to be brought to account, that you really shouldn't be having significant major utility infrastructure, not just a metre or so away from where it is, but a significant distance from where you expect it to be, and indeed much further to higher up than you would expect it. There are still, from the audit report, there's still a lot of things that we are going through and going back, not so much challenging, but just getting reconfirmed and seeing what that actually looks like in like pound term, which is why it's not here today, and we'll be with you for the May, and we will be bringing it in May, not we'll be bringing you an update in May. The whole thing will be here in that meeting. Sorry about that, if there are any questions, Chair.
From the Chair, this was one of the LEP working at its best. I mean, when the project was first brought to the LEP, it was, you know, down the list. And actually, everybody worked together and pulled together, and it was raised up the list because it was seen as significant. And the fact that everyone, all the partners of the LEP have supported it from day one, I think. And the project problems have not been of anyone's making, it's
No, as Anna said, you know, as soon as the diggers start uncovering stuff, it's, you know, just see the price of jigging up, and it's, you know, it's not what you would expect. But one of the things that has been brought into place is to ensure at each time, if we feel the project cost is going up, does it still meet the value for money targets, which it does, which is, up until today it does, and hopefully that continues to be the case. It's just an annoyance, I should say, but the things that, as Anna has alluded to, that we've learned, it would be something that obviously will be shared with the whole of CELEP, because this is not going to be the only project in the life of the CELEP or whoever comes next along similar lines, where they're more likely to bump into these projects, these problems. So it's about, you know, if we can flag those up in advance, then whoever's sitting here asking this for this type of money 5-10 years in the future will be able to factor that into the costings.
As Rodney said earlier, it's a learning curve for everybody, and everybody should make note of it, and not something that just puts in a report and a drawing about, because we just keep spending money.
Yep.
Reliving it. Right, item 7. We're asked to note that an increase to the total cost of the project has been identified relative to the position reported to the board in June 2019. The updated timescales for delivery of the project and the revised total project cost have not yet been formally confirmed to the board by Thurrock Council. So that's noted. We're asked to agree that an update must be provided to the board by Thurrock Council at the next meeting of the board on the 15th of May 2020 to confirm the updated total project costs and expected project completion. Can I see a show of hands, please? We agree that. Thank you, that's unanimous. Note that we're asked to note that the significant progress has been made since the last meeting to address the issues which have led to challenges in delivering the project. Well done, thank you, that's noted, that's good. And we're asked to note that Thurrock Council provided a verbal commitment to the CELEP Strategic Board in October 2019 to meet any shortfall in the funding for the project and to ensure the project is delivered. Written confirmation will be sought prior to the next board meeting on the 15th of May 2020 to confirm that Thurrock Council have committed the additional funding required to deliver the project. So that's noted. Well, thank you.
Yeah, can I just... having first met Ron Woodley, Southend-on-Sea, met Anna when she came in October, and of course with Rob, I've got no hesitation to say that I thought Anna would achieve what she has achieved and go forward. Quite a scary lady, actually, in October.
Not just October.
No, but I thought, my God, I wouldn't want to be alongside of Anna when she came along. And I really appreciate the work that's done, because as everybody knows, well, I may not know, that every 6 weeks I have to take my wife to London for a hairdressing appointment. And I have to drive past that on every Saturday, every 6 weeks, and I can see the change. I can see the work's being done, and just want to congratulate you on what you're doing.
Thank you.
Thank you. Right, item 8, Empty Junction 5, report to consider the award of...